USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing the normalization of diplomatic relations between Bahrain and Israel.
In the spirit of peace and cooperation, both leaders also agreed that Bahrain will fully normalize its diplomatic relations with Israel. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors, begin direct flights between their countries. This is a truly historic day.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former Vice President Joe Biden admits to being stunned by the brave actions of passengers on United Flight 93.
It's one thing to react when you're in a situation where you're confronted with something you have to act immediately. It's another thing to consciously know that what you're about to do is likely to cost you your life.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
It's back to the drawing board for Senate Republicans regarding a coronavirus relief bill. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Democrats have succeeded at blocking a Republican stimulus bill. No Democrats voted for advancing that measure in a procedural vote yesterday. It was aiming to expand liability protections and unemployment benefits.
Protesters up early in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to gather outside the Hennepin County Courthouse for the first in-person hearing in the pretrial for the officers involved in George Floyd's death. The trial is expected to last most of the day on Friday and will focus on two motions, the motion to hold separate trials for each officer and the motion to move the trials out of Minneapolis. The state is asking that the court have all four officers tried at the same time to save the court system time and resources, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For those who witness the horror of 9/11 up close and personal, the sounds and images are embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Wolinski.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay? Great.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
A majority of Oregon voters disapprove of the ongoing unrest in Portland, according to a new poll, and a majority want police to use more force against demonstrators. By a margin of more than 2-1, more Oregon voters disapprove of protests in Portland than approve of them, 66% to 31%, according to a DHM research survey of 502 voters in the state. More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.